first, delighted to say we're joined live on the show now by the Doncaster Rovers defender, Andy Butler. Andy, congratulations on getting this permanent deal done. Was it a formality going into the new year that, all parties were going to agree on this and you were going to become a permanent Doncaster player?
How are you holding up, mate?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's the, overall plan. I think but all parties have agreed that probably permanent move will be best for everyone. So, yeah, I'm pleased. I'm happy outside of Doncaster, yeah.
How good is it that you've, you know, you've settled in at Doncaster, you've had this great run in the side? I think the team is conceding half as many goals since you arrived at the club and struck up this partnership with Luke McCulloch. After what had been a, you know, a pretty difficult start to the season, when it didn't necessarily work out at Sheffield United, you went on loan, you came back, you went on loan again. How good is it for things to be settled down now?
Yeah, it's good, yeah. It's just nice to be playing. That's all I wanted to do, really. I just all I do in my career is play football every week, and Doncaster gave me that chance, so I thank them for giving me that chance. Yeah, it's good. I mean, we're solid to beat now. We're hard to beat, and but that's just not down to myself. It's down to the whole team. The whole team's working ever so hard every game, and I mean, it's proving it's paying off at the moment. We drew with Bristol 1-0 at the weekend. A game we probably should have won. So it's paying off at the moment, yeah.
Is it extra special? I know, obviously, of course, playing regular football is the key thing, but is it extra special that it has worked out at what is essentially the local club?
Yeah, I mean, it's good for me. I mean, I can take my little boy to school now and pick him up from school. Although, when I pick him up, he's upset because his granddad usually picks him up. So he's not right happy about that. But no, yeah, it's good for me. I mean, I'm 10 minutes from the training ground, so I can start looking at doing courses again, ready after football. So we're looking to doing some other stuff now.
For those who aren't aware, are those refereeing courses still, is that something that you've still got an interest in?
Yeah, I'm still doing refereeing, yeah. I'm looking at doing an automotive locksmith course as well soon, so trying to get into that side of something after football once my career finishes, along with refereeing. So it's just like trying to get as many strings to the bow as I can.
How important is consistency with this side now? And it's not just that you've signed this deal today. Ender Stevens is going to be staying at the club. Sam Johnston's going to be staying. We've had the big news today that Luke McCulloch has signed a 2-year contract extension. The side had a pretty difficult start to the year with a failed takeover. There was, you know, a lot of mystery as to who wouldn't be playing for Rovers at the start of the year. How positive is it now that in January things are just settled?
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant for the fans and for the club, just as players and players as well. We all know where we stand now, and we can get on with it with the job in hand. I mean, it's brilliant news that the back four or five have all signed as well now, so we get some consistency in this play. So everyone's looking forward to this 2015 and winning some games.
Of course, I should mention Reece Wibara as well has extended his stay to the end of the year. So when you look at the 2015 now, you've got the cup game coming up next week as well, and a chance to play a Premier League side in the next round. You know, when that draw was made last night, did it sort of make you raise your eyebrows a little bit, and does it just put a little bit extra on that game against Bristol City next week?
It does, yeah. I mean, we're good away from home as well, so it'll be a tough task down there, but it's one we're relishing. And the pressure's on them at home, at the top of the league, so we can go there full of confidence and put on a good show. I think we've got enough to go down there and get a good result and get one of the big boys in the next round.
Just had a Sheffield United fan on suggesting that out of all the teams in League One that could sort of come up and really threaten the top six, that he felt that Doncaster were the team that could do it. Is that an opinion shared within the group? Is that something that you're even looking at right now? That, hey, do you know what? If we continue our recent form, we can get up towards there in the next few weeks.
I mean, it's something I look at personally. I look at and think, yeah, we can go into there and looking at the squad that Doncaster have got. There's some great players. Everyone's coming back fit. And like I say, we're hitting a bit of form at the right time. And also, I mean, everyone's beating everyone this year. The top four have done really well. But after the top four, you're looking at Bradford the fifth on 36 points. So, I mean, we've got games in hand and you can catch teams up. All you got to do is be consistent in this league and it helps out. I mean, one week you can be looking at playoffs, next week you can be looking at relegation. So it's just about getting that consistency. And with the squad we've got, I think we can.
And just a final word on Luke as well. What have you seen from him in your partnership, which makes you think that he's going to have a really bright future as well with him having signed that 2-year contract extension today?
Luke's been brilliant from the moment I've been here. and all that on young shoulders. He's calm on the ball. He reads the game well. He actually compliments me because Luke's better on the ball than I am. So I can hopefully use my experience to guide him along. But Luke helps me along as well. So we all compliment each other, and it's something we work hard on in training. And the gaffer's big on. So yeah, he's done really well. He's got a bright future in front of him.